Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name's Kyle Connell. I serve as the college and young adult pastor at our Lewis Center campus. I had the opportunity last Friday to speak at a men's event that men's fraternity put on. Just some guys got together in fellowship, hung out. Really a good time. And as I was thinking about what to share with them, I just kind of had this thought of spiritual scraps. This idea that we settle for less than what God's best is for us. And I used the reference from John chapter 10, verses 1 through 11. It says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens, and the sheep hears his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep." Verse 8, "All who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and he will go in and out and find pleasure." Verse 10, "The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I came that you may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Man, what a phenomenal, phenomenal promise from Jesus. He came to give us life, and not just life, life abundant, right? And I just wonder, are you living the abundant life? Or are you settling for scraps? Are you settling for less than what God's best is for you? You know, scraps aren't always a bad thing, right? You go to Costco and you get the samples, right? Sometimes you have an internship as a precursor to a job. You know, you go on dates to be prepared for long-term marriage. So scraps aren't always a bad thing per se, but scraps, they leave you starving. Right? They leave you starving for more. It's like you're not getting enough. And if you're satisfied with the scraps, man, you're missing out on such a huge blessing. John 3:30, you know, "He must increase, I must decrease." Psalm 34:8 says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him." There's this idea that we have to constantly be in his word. We can't just settle for less than what God's best is for us. You know, and the definition of settling is to accept something less than satisfactory. Are you really wanting to settle for less than satisfactory? We do this, right, as parents. We say, yeah, just get on your tablet, right, and stay on your iPad. It's just easier than saying go to bed or read a book, right? And we let them settle. And God doesn't want that from us. He wants us to have greatness, right? There's a great book. It's a secular book, but From Good to Great. And he said this, he said, "Good is the enemy of great." Think about this idea of good, right? If we settled for good instead of the best, then think about this from this is a less spiritual way to think about it, but what would happen to Rocky? He would lose, right? If we didn't see the last 10 minutes of the movie, he would lose. If we didn't see the last 10 minutes of Sleeping Beauty, she'd still be asleep, right? Indiana Jones would be poor or dead, right? We can't settle for good. We got to have the ending. What if all we knew was that Jesus died on the cross? That's not the end of the story. That's not the best part. The abundant part of the story is that he didn't stay dead. He rose from the grave 3 days later, and he lives today inside of us, and he wants a relationship with you. That's the best. That's what God wants for us. You know, I think there's two tragedies in the world when life comes to an end. Number one, that you have no relationship with Jesus. This would be the greatest tragedy, right? Philippians 2 says that one day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. And I pray that on this side of eternity, you will come into a relationship with Christ. And I encourage you to to contact our church, to reach out to one of our staff and let us share the love of Christ with you and the desire for Jesus to have a relationship with you. And you know, number two, the second tragedy would be that we get to heaven and we're standing there with all the saints and with all the believers from every tribe and every nation, and you look around and you realize that you had nothing to do with it. That would be a tragedy. Listen, as a believer, God wants the very best for you. He wants you to have an abundant life. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for the opportunity to live an abundant life. God, help us to pursue you with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our strength. God, that we would desire to know you more and more every single day. Lord, that we wouldn't settle for 5 or 10 minutes here or there, but God, that we would get up early if we have to, that we would stay up late. God, that we would just find time to spend in your word, reading it, memorizing it, studying it. God, that we would spend time praying to you, knowing that you know all things, Father, and that you desire to receive the honor and the glory for everything in our life. Lord, help us to just cry out to you. Lord, help us to not settle for less than the abundant life. Lord, as we spend some time praying now, I just pray, Father, that our hearts would turn to you, and God, that you would speak to us. In Jesus' name we pray.